talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
From my Carolina home, had dreams about the West and started to roam.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there, Mother's Day weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Marshall Tucker, Fire on the Mountain, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January. And the Charleston Home and Design Show, we organize that home show, by the way. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with Ashley Heyer with Design on Tap. Also, Christian Tim. She is a landscape designer and the owner of Tidal Creek Designs. Also, Luke Wilson with Coastal Stone Flooring. And finally, Carrie Gadian with Butler Woods Purposeful Design. But joining us now is content manager Ashley Rowell. How are you, Ashley?
I'm doing well. How are you, Tim?
Good, good. Ashley, you are responsible for our newsletter. And why should our listeners subscribe to our newsletter?
Yeah, we encourage you to subscribe at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, and you should, because every week we send out a weekly sales newsletter on Thursdays that have sales from local showrooms in the area, and sometimes you can get great deals even on services as well, like from Fix It. They offer a good $39 tune-up for the first time that you work with them.
Fix It 24/7.
Fix It
24/7. HVAC company.
Mm-hmm, that comes to mind. And also Brownswood Nursery. They also are offering a 15-minute consultation where they will help you figure out where you should lay out your plants in your backyard. And you really can't beat some of those prices or free services like that.
Hmm. Do you know if you have to bring in any photos of your backyard or anything like that?
I'm sure they encourage it just so it helps the landscape designer when working with you.
But yeah, maybe some measurements too, if you can do that. Good deal. Any other specials that come to mind?
Yeah, so Stephen Show Living is having a 25% off site-wide from May 9th through May 11th, so you can still get it on Saturday and Sunday to celebrate your mom. And then House Full is having a spring sale, 15% off modern living, dining, bedroom, and outdoor furniture.
Mm.
And that's through May 31st. And then lastly, J&K Home Furnishings is celebrating Memorial Day a little bit early, and they're doing 30 to 75% off store-wide as well.
Mm, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good deal. Well, how can people subscribe to our newsletter?
Yeah, so if you have the latest issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, you can turn to page 60 and use the QR code to sign on up, or you can sign up at charlestonhomeanddesign.com under the subscribe tab.
All right, great. Mm-hmm. And we want everyone to visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. If any of the companies that we're going to be talking to today, if you want to get more information, or if you don't get a chance to write down the contact information, you can always go to Charleston Home and Design And we have a home professionals section, right?
Yes, that's correct. We encourage you to go visit it. It can point you in the right direction. It also showcases a lot of their work, which could inspire you and help you kind of navigate which designer or contractor you would like to use.
Good deal. Well, I hope everyone has a great Mother's Day weekend. And now we're talking with Ashley Heyer with Krager Showrooms. How are you, Ashley?
Yes. I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. Ashley, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Krager Showrooms.
Krager Showrooms. Well, we are formerly Design on Tap, and we've recently changed our name to Krager Showrooms. We've been family owned by the Krager Company and the Krager family forever. So we just decided that we would combine everybody. We had different showrooms under different names, and so we decided we would go with one name, or corporate decided, and so we've begun that change over to Krager Showrooms. And many people are familiar with that anyway because of our Krager warehouses and different branches that we have. But what we are is we're an appliance, lighting, and plumbing showroom. And we focus on mid to higher end. So we have different experts in each area to help you make selections. And it's a beautiful place.
Yes, it is. I've been to the Krager showrooms many times. And yes, I'm one of those weird people that really appreciates a beautiful showroom. And yeah. in fact, our summer issue, which we're working on now, we're going to be doing a big feature on the best showrooms in Charleston.
Oh,
and so we're excited to go out to Krager Showrooms and photograph your beautiful showroom there.
Wonderful. Thank
so
you.
Will you be keeping your slogan, the Low Country's premier kitchen, bath, and lighting gallery?
Yes.
Gotcha. So that kind of sums up what Krager Showrooms, what they can find there.
It kind of does. Yes, it does.
All the plumbing fixtures, lighting, and appliances for the kitchen. Ashley, for our listeners, just kind of bullet point down, like how Krager Showrooms can help someone who might be doing a kitchen remodel, for example.
Sure. Well, we have lots of people that'll just come in and browse and want to make selections. And then we have a lot of people that'll make appointments, which, of course, we love. But we're happy to help whenever we can. So if you're coming in for kitchen selections, normally you're going to work with someone in plumbing first. That's usually the first stop. And then we'll move to, they'll either do lighting or appliances. They might not need lighting, but they might need appliances. And so then we'll take you over to Robert, our appliance expert, and he would guide them through the selection process as well.
All right, very good. And then moving on to the bathroom, how can Krager Showrooms help a homeowner with in the bathroom area?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think what we like to do is educate our clients. So none of them, everybody's aware of all the new stuff that's out, how things function better, how you get more water pressure. And so our job, I feel, is to help people learn about the best system out there for them. Some people might want multiple spray heads and body sprays, and you got to upsize your instantaneous hot water heater. You need a bigger valve. You need, you know, different ways to accommodate that to get the best flow and make them happy with what they have. So I feel like we do a lot of that and enjoy that.
I thought the only way to increase the water pressure was to take that little piece of plastic off of the...
Well, that does help, but if you have multiple items on coming through one valve, you still, even with the flow restrictor pulled, could have a reduced flow unless you use the correct valves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah. And does... So in the bathroom, you're talking about the plumbing fixtures, the faucets in the shower, in your bath. You folks also sell the freestanding tubs and all sorts of different tubs as well, right?
Correct. Yeah, we do all kinds of freestanding tubs, which are very popular right now.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, predominantly it's still soaking tubs, but we also do air. As well, air tubs. And then we have a new cold plunge tub coming in from Kohler. A couple of our vendors are coming out with it, but we're going to have one on display and working here sometime in the summer.
How does that differ from a regular tub, a cold plunge tub?
It's cold.
Does it only have cold?
It can go down to like, you can do either way. But cold plunge has become very on-trend therapy. Athletes have used it forever. Ice baths. So basically that's what it is. It's an ice bath without ice.
So it's designed to how is the water refrigerated before it hits the tub?
There is a motor, a component to that, a chiller.
Chiller.
For lack of a better word. Yep, that's cooling that water down to it. There's a range, but it gets quite cold.
What's the range? Do you know that off the top of your head?
I think you're going from the 70s to, I think, about 42 is the minimum temperature on that.
That's pretty close to polar plunge temperature,
yes,
isn't
it? It's cold.
Right. Yeah, I heard something on the radio the other day about some people will sit in a 57 degree tub for an hour, an entire hour.
Gosh.
Most people, I'm sure, don't stand that long, right?
No, I put an ankle in at Kohler. I was as far as I got.
I know. I'd probably ruin the whole process by jumping into the hot shower immediately afterward.
Right.
But all right, very good. And and then of course, Kreger Showrooms has complementing lighting to go in all of those different rooms as well.
Yes, and we do LED mirrors as well, lighted mirrors, regular mirrors, and then of course all the accessories that go, towel warmers, regular, towel bars, hooks, 12 table holders, everything that coordinates with it.
Mm-hmm. And then beyond the kitchen and bath, now we're talking about the appliance department at Kreger Showrooms and mm-hmm. Washers, dryers, and things like that.
Yes. Yep.
What are
steam
some
dryers,
of the? Sorry, go ahead.
All kinds of stuff. Yep. Nope. There's steam closets, all kinds of stuff.
Nice.
Yes.
When it comes to like, do you ever get any comments from people about why would I go to a place like Kreger Showrooms when I might go to a big box store to buy my appliances?
Sure. And it comes down to education. Like, not everybody in a big box store has been off for training, on-site training at different vendors to learn everything. Robert's been doing it for close to 20 years and all he does is appliances. So he knows all the ins and outs. So I feel like when you go to a showroom, you get more of a person that's really an expert in their field, more so than, not saying anything bad about big boxes, but they don't necessarily have the same people in all the same areas time. So to find out what's the newest out there, to get the latest and greatest, to get the high level of service installation, that's what a showroom provides.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And speaking of appliances, I understand that Kreger Showrooms, you folks are expanding your footprint at your location to accommodate more appliances?
We are. We're actually cleaning out today another about 3,200 square feet for them to start demolition tomorrow. And so we'll be bringing in, we've had access to brands, but we couldn't show them because we just didn't have the space over the past 2 years here in this location. So we're adding, Thermador, another Decor, Heston, True, some very nice high-end Viking, AGA, big Miele display, a lot of outdoor grills and pellet grills, all kinds of different things, pizza ovens, that kind of stuff.
Nice.
And more washer and dryer selections as well.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
And we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you just recently came back from the KBIS convention.
Correct.
And what does KBIS stand for?
Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. And what were your takeaways from the KBIS?
Color, lots of color. So appliances and lots of color matching to what designers want. We have several brands that do that, as well as a lot of neutral earthy tones as far as what's coming up, as far as what we're going to be matching as far as cabinetry and, And so lots of earthy woods, lots of earthy colors, a lot more color on the walls, a lot of color drenching. So faucets are coming in colors. It's kind of exciting. We're going away from the grays and the whites, and we're going to the earthies.
Mm. What about back to appliances again? Is any of those colors replacing stainless steel, for example?
Yeah, we have a number of, I mean, stainless is still going to be the number one. And, you know, we've been doing white, matte white for a while and some matte black. But now we're seeing lots of like sage greens, blues, and then a lot of color matching. Like I was mentioning, like we have one suite in the showroom that's color match. It's like a peacock green, tealy green. It's very pretty, but they've matched the appliances. And then I had the cabinets color match to the appliances. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a is it sort of like a flat finish or shiny?
It is a matte. Most everything's matte. We are seeing some high gloss, but for our market, we see more matte.
Gotcha. Well, anyone that is building a new home or getting ready to build a new custom home, or you have a kitchen or bath remodel, you deserve to visit the Krager showrooms and educate yourself and make a good educated decision on your selections. And what's the best way? Where is Krager showrooms located, and how can they reach out to you?
Yeah, we're at 4790 Gower Drive, which is right up in Montague, right off of 26. So really easy to get to from everywhere. And the best way to reach us is either via phone, 843-329-0661, or you can check out our Krager Showrooms website and request to make an appointment there as well.
All right, great. And you can always find Krager Showrooms on within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Ashley Heyer with Krager Showrooms, formerly Design on Tap. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Christian, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Tidal Creek Design.
Yeah, so with Tidal Creek Design, we are a full-service landscape design firm. We work with clients pretty much from concept all the way to fruition, to where they can be in their outdoor space and actually enjoying it.
Well, very good. And so someone who is interested in a backyard makeover or front yard makeover, or is looking to do something with regards to their landscape, tell our listeners why it's so important to start with a good design.
Yeah, so having a good design, a lot of clients, when they come to me, they're overwhelmed and they just don't know where to begin with their yard. So having a design in place is great because it gives you a map of how you can implement different phases, budget allowing, or if you want to do the whole thing at once. A lot of people just want to kind of be a one and done. But it also is great because it gives you a reference point too for the future. I have several clients also that are like, well, we're kind of planning ahead. A lot of people may want to do a pool in 5 years, but if we have a design, we can go ahead and put that pool footprint in there for them so that when they are ready to do the pool, they're not having to reinvent the wheel with the existing landscape.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, good deal. Well, I was on your website, TidalCreekDesigns.com, and I thought this was really interesting. You have four different profiles of potential customers that you might have. The one is called the nester. Another one is the builder. Another is the proprietor, and the other is the presenter. And can you tell our listeners, take our listeners through those four different groups of people that might need the services of Tidal Creek Designs, right?
Yeah. Yes. So we mainly do a lot of residential work, but that is either working directly with the homeowner, or we're working with local residential architects or builders as they're going through kind of the build process or even the renovation design process. And then we also do a little bit of commercial work, not quite as much. And then I've worked a lot with real estate agents. So I've actually done plans for some real estate agents if they're working with a buyer, just to kind of give, or even a seller, honestly, if they are wanting to kind of show what is the potential of a yard, trying to sell the home as well.
Mm, the old curb appeal. So, yes. So who is the nester?
The nester would probably be more of the homeowner client that is either just starting out and family, or the empty nester, and it would be more of those who are getting close to retirement, and this is their forever home, and they're ready to renovate their yard to make it last so that they have a great little oasis to relax in retirement to home.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep. That makes sense. Who is the builder?
So the builder would be either whether it's a general contractor, custom home builder, working with an architect, or someone building a brand new home.
So very often when someone is building a custom home, they're required to present landscape plans.
Yes.
In advance, because too many people have tried the old thing where, you know, well, I'm going to do that myself, or, you know, I've only got $5,000 left in my budget at the end of building my custom home. So that's all I'm going to be able to put toward that. And the HOAs and the ARB boards have all kind of been down that road before, and they say, no. The beauty of your yard reflects on our neighborhood, and if it's not beautiful, it's going to reflect negatively. So you have to present the homeowners have to present a plan, and Coastal Creek Designs can create that plan for a brand new build.
Yes. At Tidal Creek, we do that. And we work within the homeowner, the regime requirements, like in ARB boards and that. As long as it's, a lot of times they do require a landscape architect, which since I'm a designer, then I would have to work with an architect in order to do that. Or I'll just recommend an architect for them to work with. But we've worked with many different HOAs throughout Charleston. And, you know, I think it's always good to have that, regardless if you don't have an HOA, have the plan ready kind of at the start of a build, because as you mentioned, when you go through the building process, landscaping tends to always be the first to start getting budget cuts. And by the time it's ready for landscaping to go in, there is very minimal budget. I wish we could change that a little bit, because I do feel like, and I mean, obviously I'm a little biased with what I do, but I do feel like the outdoor living and landscaping is so essential to your home that I feel like it's just as important as the interior of your home, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Let me break what we're talking about for a second. And sure. What's the difference from a homeowner's point of view? What's the difference between working with a landscape architect versus a landscape designer like you are at Tidal Creek Designs?
Sure. So working with a landscape designer, well, there's kind of twofold. So some landscape designers, they have gone to school for a bachelor in landscape architecture, and they just have not passed the exam to be licensed. And so some, or like my background, I have my landscape design certificate. Actually, this is a second career for me. So I've been doing this for about 14 years now. But I went back to school, and I went to Trident Technical College here. And mm-hmm. they have an amazing horticultural program and a landscape design certificate certificate program. So my training is more from a hort background. So I know more about kind of the well-being of plants and that, whereas landscape architects typically, they do get some of that hort background as well, but they're also looking more at drainage, grading, structural things like that. So there's definitely a good amount of crossover, but it's just kind of the schooling and the background of what they have. Right. But working with them, the process is very, very similar for both.
Right. And I'm sure you do too. I have the highest respect for residential architects and landscape architects.
They
go through a lot of schooling, and it costs a lot to take a certain number of continuing education courses throughout the year to stay licensed and so forth. And so there's definitely a place for landscape architects in the scheme of things, but is there a price difference when working with a landscape architect versus a landscape designer at Tidal Creek Designs?
Yes, there is. So definitely landscape architects will cost a little bit more, as they should, just from, you know, their background and that, from a landscape designer. But, you know, I've found in the industry too, really kind of pricing is also based on experience, too. So, you know, as you kind of build up your experience and that, you definitely can kind of charge a little bit more, for what you're providing.
Gotcha.
And the knowledge that you bring to the table for that. So I'm in the process of hopefully one day working towards my license. I'm just going about it a little bit different route just because this is a second career for me.
Yeah. Yeah. What was your first career, by the way?
Yeah. So, my first career is actually what brought me to Charleston. I have a culinary degree from Johnson & Wales. So I was in the restaurant world. And I started a gourmet dog bakery while I was in culinary school. So, I had the Good Dog Bakery for, about 15 years. And then I had a little bit of crossover with landscape design.
I gotcha.
In the bakery as well. Yeah.
Nice. Good deal. Some of those dog bakeries, I think humans could enjoy consuming some of those treats too.
Yes. Yes. I went at it from everything you could have eaten. And some of them were pretty good, I will admit. But that was another passion of mine, is cooking and landscaping. So I feel very blessed to be able to have two careers and passions.
Oh yeah, so. For sure. Well, back to the TidalCreekDesigns.com website. We were talking about you have four different types of customers, homeowners out mm-hmm. there, not just homeowners, but customers. And one of them, the third one, is the proprietor. What are you referencing there on the TidalCreekDesigns.com website?
So that would be kind of the business owner. So doing more commercial landscaping. So local restaurants, I've actually done a few projects at some local churches. And we just did a fun project last year for Charleston Southern University. We did a little student area. It's called the Costin Plaza. And they wanted to have a great area to hang out by their practice field. And we did a series of four fire pits in there, and then a little grill station. And we did a lot of hardscaping, and then did some fun navy blue Adirondack chairs that are composite out there so that the students can enjoy.
Very nice. Very nice. And then the fourth type of customer is the presenter. Who is the presenter?
So I would kind of classify that more as the real estate side. So if there's agents that are getting a house ready to put on the market and they need to kind of have a refresh of their curb appeal, or if somebody is about to buy a home and needs to see a vision of how to make their yard really better with curb appeal, or how to have more function to their yard and their space. I've noticed I'm getting a lot of clients that they have, you know, brand new build homes, and you know, to your point, the landscaping budget drops down by the time they go, and they have like the standard six shrubs and a tree, and then they have a 10x10 little board patio in the back, and they're like, what do I do with this space? So we'll come in and you know, make their backyard basically a dream oasis. So if they want like a kitchen or a pool or, you know, pergola, things like that, we can do all that.
Nice. And it's good to hear that Tidal Creek Designs can help with more than just the plantings. We're talking about hardscapes. Yes. And pavers. Yes. And like you mentioned, fire pits and pergolas that might want to be added to the property to really enhance the outdoor living that people will experience.
Yeah, it's funny. I worked with some local landscape contractors years ago, and then about end of 2019, I decided to kind of go out on my own completely. And leading up to that, I had dabbled a little bit in pool design, and I was like, I really enjoy this. And then 2020 hit, and I kid you not, 90% of my contracts that year were pool designs. So be careful what you wish for. but I had so much fun with that. And that actually led into doing a few pool cabanas too. And I would work with local architects, residential architects, to do that and kind of consult on those. And then structural engineers for the structure portion of the drawing. And I've had a lot of fun creating these little pool cabanas for people in their backyard, just to kind of give a better space feel to the space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. We're very lucky and blessed to live in an area where we can enjoy the outdoor, our outdoor space year round. And as long as there's a little breeze in the summertime passing through.
Yes, exactly. As long as we have that breeze to help with the bugs.
Right. Yes. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Tidal Creek Designs?
Yeah, so if you head to our website, we have a contact us form, and that will kind of start the process, and I'm happy to answer any questions that anyone would have. And yeah, so we do really everything, even planters for clients and that, and we also do outdoor living furnishings and that as well.
Nice. And also on the TidalCreekDesigns.com website, you have a portfolio, and I like how you have labeled these different projects with catchy titles. So you've got the West Ashley Hideaway that people can look at, the Park Circle Cool project, On the Wando project, the Island Courtyard, Dining Al Fresco, the James Island Oasis, and the Pink or Swim project. And our next interview, we'll have to get into talking about some of those projects in particular. But give your website and phone number one more time, please.
Sure. It's TidalCreekDesigns.com, and it's 843-864-3509.
And you can always find Tidal Creek Designs within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Christian Tim with Tidal Creek Designs. Thanks so much, Christian.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Luke Wilson with Coastal Stone Flooring. How are you, Luke?
Good, Tim. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. I appreciate it.
Good.
Luke, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Coastal Stone Flooring.
Yeah, so we are a local company based in Mount Pleasant. what coastal stone is it's a stone mixed together with resin, and it is all hand troweled out over your existing concrete. It's, you know, our common spaces that we're doing are garage floors and patios and screen patios and pool decks and walkways, and so that's what we do.
Okay, gotcha. And the stones, how big are the stones? What shape are they in, and where are they sourced from?
Yeah, so the stones, about the biggest size that they will range up to is about 3/8 of an inch. The stones are mined out of riverbeds or lake beds, and then they go through a filtering and a cleansing process. But that's that, you know, so it's a natural stone. This is not a man-made product.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. So the stones, they're more like pebbles then?
Right. Yeah. It's a very small aggregate. You know, people often get it confused. You know, it almost looks like a Berber carpeting, because it's such a tight fitting stone. I mean, that's part of how it's installed. It creates that very tight fit, that stone to stone contact, and creates a very smooth and therapeutic feel to walk on.
What does it feel like to walk on?
That's what oftentimes people say. It feels like it's massaging their feet. You know, and it's hard to explain. Like, people say, well, what does it feel like? Well, it feels smooth and it feels textured. It's very popular around pool decks because it creates a non-slip surface for where people are going to have wet feet. Right? So,
some pool surfaces will heat up. They might be very beautiful, like bluestone, for example, heats up underneath your feet. Are people going to experience that when they're walking on a coastal stone flooring pool deck?
So the way that our product works is it is a textured surface. And so what that allows is that your foot is not all making contact at the same time with the surface that you're walking on. So it actually creates kind of a cool to the touch feel on a pool deck.
Mm, I gotcha. Well, good deal. And I've walked on, you know, it kind of reminds me of like walking, sometimes like when you're in, just walking in the surf of the ocean, you'll feel those tiny little pebbles underneath your feet. And, it's a nice feeling. It does feel a little bit like a massage, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, there are so many performance benefits that you gain with installing a coastal stone floor. You know, as far as the elegant look, as far as the performance and the slip resistance and the durability. But it really adds an indoor comfort to your outdoor space.
Oh, yeah. It does make sense. Yeah. What about, you know, inevitably everybody has, if you have a concrete garage floor, that concrete is going to crack over time. That's just the way concrete is. And will the coastal stone flooring product, will that cover the cracks that are underneath in the garage concrete floor?
Yeah, so that's a great question. We have the stone, when it's installed, it becomes part of your concrete, and it's floated out, and that crack, you will never know it was there. And then we give you a warranty that says that it's not going to come back.
Nice. So it's the aggregate that you're putting over the concrete floor itself is going to cover those cracks, and even if the crack underneath begins to expand or anything like that, that's not going to affect the coastal stone flooring aggregate that you have on top?
Yeah, so you know, when you're putting stones, like if you're putting stone on top of a garage floor, concrete floor, it bonds to the concrete, and then all of the stone is touching and all of the stone is connected. And this creates a surface that is 2 to 3 times stronger than what concrete is. And it has a flexural strength of over 4,000 PSI. And so the likelihood of that stress crack coming back in the concrete, it's just not very likely to ever make its way back.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And, you know, a lot of people are probably saying to themselves, well, this sounds great. I would love to have that in my garage, but you should see my garage. It's packed with all sorts of different things. Currently, our kid just came home from college, and we've got all of her stuff. There's bikes, there's a golf cart, you know, on and on. That might be something that makes people, you know, not want to pull the trigger on having coastal stone flooring come out because of all the work they have to do. Do they have to kind of prep the garage area for coastal stone flooring?
Yeah, so this is a very common question that we get asked, and there are a couple of different options with this. You know, you can open the door and let us in, and we will take care of everything. We'll move all your stuff out. We'll put all your stuff back in. A lot of times, you know, the homeowner has valuable items that they don't want sitting outside. And so in this case, we do what's called a two-part install. And so we move everything to about half of the garage. We install half of the garage. The next day we come back, we move everything onto what's finished, and then we install the remainder of that garage floor. And then the next day you're ready to go.
Hmm. So it's a pretty quick cure time for the coastal stone flooring?
Yes. So you have, it's, you know, we say 24 hours. So usually by the next morning, you are able to walk on it and put items back, and you're ready to use it.
Hmm, nice. And we've been talking a lot about the garage and how coastal stone flooring can cover up those cracks you might have, or even oil stains and things like that. But ultimately, a lot of people are going to drive their vehicles onto the surface of that coastal stone flooring puts down. So having that kind of weight on the surface is not going to cause anything to crack or chip or anything like that.
Yeah. So the product, it's comfortable enough for an indoor setting, but it's arguably the most durable product that you can put down in a garage. Mm. You know, it's 2 to 3 times stronger than what concrete is. So you know, you just picture that anything that concrete can handle, coastal stone can handle double.
Mm. Gotcha. And so I guess the point I wanted to make was if it's strong enough to put on your garage floor, you're not going to have any problems with that. Or if you wanted to put it down on a patio area, in a sunroom area, laundry room, game rooms, is that about cover the different spaces that coastal stone flooring has covered in the past?
Yes. So if, you know, essentially if you have concrete, we can cover it. I mean, we have done everything from driveways to walkways around lakes. And, you know, it's a very, I would say the most commonly used spaces are, you know, a garage floor, a screened in patio, an exterior patio, a pool deck, an entrance. You know, those are the common places that it's used. It's such a perfect product for a screened in patio area because people have these big gigantic area rugs and then they look great. But when it's time to clean them, then you got this big heavy rug. I mean, you put coastal stone down, now you have a permanent floor that that you're never going to have to deal with again.
Mm-hmm. Does it clean up well? I mentioned an oil stains. Inevitably, you know, people will have an oil leak, even if it's a slow drip. What's the cleanup like, you know, for something as bad as an oil stain on the coastal stone flooring aggregate surface?
Yeah, so it's extremely easy to clean the product. In the event that you spilled oil or a car leaked oil or your lawnmower leaked oil, you would just put a little Dawn dish detergent on it and spray it off.
Mm.
You know, our product is so durable. You can take the highest strength pressure washer that you can find and hold the tip right against it. It's not going to do anything to our flooring.
Oh, that's great.
But it's extremely easy to clean. You can vacuum it, you can mop it, you can use a Swifter. Very commonly in garages, people just take a blower and blow it out. So extremely easy product to clean.
Hmm. How long has Coastal Stone Flooring been putting down these pebble surfaces?
So we have been doing this in the Charleston area for 3 years now. And if you go into the kind of to the behind the scenes of where we came from and who we are, my wife's father was one of the developers of this product about four decades ago. And so now I am in my 19th year of working with this product. My wife, she's been working with it since she was old enough to answer phones. And so, you know, rest assured, you are in good hands. We know what we are doing when it comes to Coastal Stone.
That's great. That's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Coastal Stone Flooring?
Yeah, so they can give us a call. That's 843-306-3063. They can also go on our website. That's coastalstonefloors.com. And they can, you know, reach out to us through our website as well.
And you can always find Coastal Stone Flooring within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Luke Wilson with Coastal Stone Flooring. Thanks so much, Luke.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks for having me on, and I hope you have a great day.
And now we're talking with Carrie Gadian with Butler Woods Purposeful Design. How are you, Carrie?
Very well, thank you. And you?
Good, good. Thank you. Carrie, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Butler Woods Purposeful Design.
Butler Woods Purposeful Design is a collective showroom that we have built on Long Point Road in Mount Pleasant. It features our own product line of custom cabinetry. In tune with that is that we have multiple selections of different types of countertops and tile and different type of hard finishes that one would do when remodeling or building a home.
All right, great. That sounds good. When someone visits the Butler Woods Purposeful Design showroom, what do you have on display there?
So as you walk in, we've made it a distinct variation of when you walk into the showroom, I want it to feel as though you're walking into a personal home. So we've done different type of wall textures with shiplap and or paint finishes. And what you will see primarily is we have one large main display, which really represents a coastal kitchen that people really tend to gravitate towards in this area. We have a white oak beautiful island with then a Soji white beautiful shaker style perimeter countertop kitchen display. We've done some cute different things with closets where I made a wine room in one of our old IT closets that where I've put in the hardwood floors, a lovely cabinet with a really unique different type of countertop with brick and all of that on the walls. So you can kind of feel like you have your own little special wine room. And as you go further down, we have another very contemporary modern display that we are offering also. And then to the left of this other display is a home bar made out of a lovely walnut, again, with a great textured wall and all that to show off our cabinetry and also show off different types of areas you can put in your room. And then finally, we have a whole outdoor cabinet line that is from Florida. That is actually one of the only products that is basically, it's actually made out of wood, but can withstand the climate in Charleston, whereas most other outdoor cabinetries are a fiberglass base. So this is a pure wood base. So we have that display also, of course, with a countertop. We threw in a little kegerator in there to get some of the guys excited when they come in. They'll see Guinness on tap right at their fingertips. And then just multiple different styled doors and colors and all of that we offer.
All right. That sounds great. How did you get started in this business?
I kind of through osmosis. I've been with my husband, who is, you know, we're 35 years in. I think we're 36.
Congratulations.
This summer. Thank you. So he's always been in the home building industry. I was in the advertising industry in New York for 26 years. And I kind of just, you know, for the last few years has been looking around and trying to figure out like all the ins and outs of Charleston and noticing that, you know, home building, it really is such a creative process in this town. It's a real heavy hitter of an industry in this town. So I just was looking to offer a place where multiple builders and or designers could come in here to then create the spaces for their clients that, you know, they have the access to create their own doors. They have the access to create their own layouts. Since it's custom, it does not have to rely on semi-custom lines regarding sizing and all of that. So I think I was just trying to figure out a way to give more designers in the town a blank canvas to work on when they're creating these spaces for their clients.
Well, that's great. And who would you say the homeowners are, the people that you feel like Butler Woods Purposeful Design, who you can help?
Being here in this town for over 20 years now, it's a certain lifestyle and you're on the go. There's a lot, you know, with kids and wear and tear on your home, entertaining, the climate. So I feel like what I've been really gravitating towards is kind of doing either like remodels or refreshing on homes that really relate to that individual, that client's lifestyle. So I think that's why we also wanted to incorporate like an outdoor line, because I feel like in this day and age with what people are doing, it's like you're at soccer all day and then you're coming home, letting the kids play in the yard and creating, you know, either cocktail hours with friends or kids running around in the neighborhood. So I feel like I'm gravitating more towards like younger families, but like any lifestyle where it's just, you know, we're entertainers in this town. Like that's what you do. Like you live a lot outside too. So I'm really trying to incorporate spaces where you have an easy flow from one area to the other and a product that can maintain the beating and batterings of having a young family in your kitchen at all times and their friends. But I think like there's not per se one demographic I'm looking for. I think it's more of just kind of giving people a product that I know can outlast the wear and tear of from when your kids are little to when they're young adults to like my children are 25 and 22. And even when they're at my house now, it's like I have to create spaces that function for a certain type of lifestyle. So that's kind of, it's just more of like, and to be honest, now that I'm actually really thinking about it, what I'm really gravitating towards is like the older neighborhoods where you have these all different rooms and different sizes. I think remodeling brings a whole nother level to kind of trying to figure out a design aesthetic for a house and how it can flow and how it works. So I think that's what I've been having the most fun with is just more of the remodeling of older homes by keeping the architecture relevant, yet keeping to the tradition of what the home calls for.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, it sounds like people who have a dated space, dated kitchen or bathroom, they know they want to update it. They want to improve their space, but they don't exactly know what the first turn is to do that. Sounds like those folks, you folks at Butler Woods Purposeful Design could definitely help with. And then, of course, people who are building new custom homes, that's a customer that Butler Woods Purposeful Design can help with as well.
Exactly, because it's funny, because when I'm thinking about like the clients that I'm working with right now, and what we keep going back to is the size of the space doesn't matter. And, you know, as long as it's efficient and effective. And that's kind of what I love about this product line that Butler Woods is because you don't have to have a tremendous amount of cabinets to make it a great functional space. It's because of like the inserts that we have in each cabinet makes, you know, like we all know that corner cabinet that everything gets thrown in the back and like lost in the weird lazy Susan we mm-hmm. all grew up with. Now it's like, you know, due to like just RevaShelf and other type of inserts, you know, all of those spaces become more utilized. And so that little corner cabinet that used to be the abyss that you'd lose your Rice-A-Roni in, now you have stuff where you can actually pull the shelf out. You can see what's in there and then it goes right back in. So organizationally, I think we offer a lot. So it's not even... It's more effective and efficient than just having a box with a shelf or two and then like putting things in there. We do a lot of rollouts, a lot of custom work that way, which is all part of the package too. People are, I think, also used to like with a semi-custom line, then you start having all these add-ons to make them efficient and effective cabinetry. This is all inclusive with Butler Woods when we design for you. So all those nuances that make something really neat and easy to use is all part of our package.
Well, that's great. Well, tell our listeners where Butler Woods Purposeful Design is located and how they can get in touch with Butler Woods Purposeful Design.
So we are located at 725 Long Point Road. We're suite 102. It's a little business collective right off of Long Point across from Seacoast Church. So we're really close to 526. We're in the middle of Mount Pleasant, so we're kind of a great location for most people. We are a destination. And our website will be www.butler/woods.com, which will be up very soon. And but our doors are open. We are, you know, we're at our finishing touches of getting all the perfect aesthetics done. But all in all, the cabinets are in, we have our countertops, and so I can walk anybody through it whenever they want.
Well, that's great. Well, and you can always find Butler Woods Purposeful Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Carrie Gadian with Butler Woods Purposeful Design. Thanks so much, Carrie.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.